Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A group of college students are trading in a traditional summer break to do some volunteer work here in Alaska. Donovan Sachs, AmeriCorps volunteer, spoke with Alaska's news source.
I've worked, you know, my minimum wage jobs, my 9-to-5s. I've done customer service, retail, and it's one thing to work for yourself, and it's another thing to work for others. And being able in this program is a way to work directly for others that I've never had before. It's able to, you know, work on houses directly with people still inside that you know you are immediately helping.
The volunteers are helping Hope Community Resources with some projects at several of the organization's assisted living homes around Anchorage. A group of 10 volunteers from all over the country are here for a few months helping with projects like house painting, landscaping, and fire mitigation. The volunteers will be in Alaska through the end of June. Audio courtesy of Alaska's News Source. A 24-year-old Kenai woman was hospitalized for a DUI-related crash on Funny River Road Sunday night around 10:30 p.m., according to the Alaska State Trooper Dispatch. A Soldotna, Alaska State Trooper canine team responded to a report of a single-vehicle crash at Mile 7 of Funny River Road. An investigation at the scene of the incident revealed that a 2010 green Toyota Corolla was operated by Shana McKinley of Kenai, 24 years old. A DUI investigation was conducted. McKinley is believed to be operating the vehicle while under the influence of controlled substances. However, due to the extent of her injuries, she was transported to and held at Central Peninsula Hospital. The extent of her injuries is not known at this time. Charges of DUI for controlled substances will be filed against McKinley to the district attorney's office for review. The Kenai City Council adopted the City of Kenai 2022 annual budget, which estimates property tax revenue upon a tax rate of 4.35 mils. Municipal code requires the rate of levy of property tax to be annually set no later than the 10th day of June. Vice Mayor Bob Malloy in the most recent council meeting.
So it used to be 4.5. And then a previous city manager kind of went out to the public and said it should be 3.85. And so it went to 3.85. And then it went up to where it's at now just a few years ago. And part of the reason that it was at 4.5 was, you know, when we lost Kmart, you know, it had go up to 4.5. And we've had a really economically stable community for the most part. And so it's great that we're able to maintain it at 4.35.
City of Kenai Finance Director Terry Eubanks stated in a memo to City Council that Resolution 2021-30 will establish the rate of levy of property tax for fiscal year 2022, tax year 2021. The proposed rate of levy is 4.35 and will result in $435 in taxes being paid for each $100,000 of assessed property value. The rate is unchanged and it will generate the necessary property taxes to support the adopted fiscal year budget. This according to Eubank. The last mill rate change for the city of Kenai was in fiscal year 2015. Resolution 2021-30 unanimously passed the Kenai City Council. The rate of levy of property tax for the fiscal year beginning July 1st and ending June 30th is to be fixed at 4.35 mils.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.